It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den. The show that is better than a tuna fish sandwich at a Sunoco.
Oh, no. He immediately starts dying at the thought.
Can I get one sentence out? You two go to... I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. Coughing up a lung over there is Joe Curry.
Hi, I'm better now.
Stepping on the intro is Pippi Ehlers.
Hi, I'm not better.
On the show, play Dead or Alive, New Turbulent Air, and Scamming Scammers. Ooh, I forgot to record the news story. All right, we'll do the first news story. I forgot to record it. I was supposed to record it because there was like a production thing.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do that.
Okay.
I forgot to do that today.
I'll
have to talk with myself.
Yes.
He has to bring himself into his own office later.
What do you forget? All right. So there's this woman. She goes into a gas station, unknown gas station.
Yeah.
And she decides to drizzle nacho cheese on Doritos. All right. First off, there's enough cheese on Doritos.
You had to double down.
It's a little much.
Yeah.
It's a little much.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, she gets very ill from botulism.
Oof. No joke.
She's like, she can't talk anymore.
Yeah.
They expect her to have a full recovery, but she's been in the hospital for weeks.
In the ICU.
Yeah,
can't even open her eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
And she can't communicate.
No, she's almost like she's in a coma, but she is awake. She just can't move, can't open her eyes or talk. Everything is so shut down. I looked at pictures of her, and it's terrifying that somebody could be in that kind of shape from nacho cheese.
Well, I mean, nacho cheese is not good for you.
No, but the long-term effects, not
it's
a couple
not
hours
good for
later.
You. It clogs the arteries.
Yeah, well, you drink it about a gallon, yeah.
Well, but if you're putting it on your Doritos, health is not the top concern in your life.
You know what? Let's not judge. I'm sure
I'm
going to
judge
food.
A little bit. I'm going to judge. You go into a no-name gas station, you go, I'll have the Doritos that are nicely packaged, and some of your nacho cheese that's lying around here, and pour that on. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I imagine it was in some kind of machine that warms it up, and it comes out of the machine.
But and they're cleaned all the time.
Maybe the anniversary comes up, they'll clean it out.
Yeah, the 10th anniversary.
But I wouldn't normally think like that about food items that are in any place. You don't know what places are cleaned regularly,
which ones
are.
They tell you do not get them at cafes at McDonald's, you know, like the ice.
Oh, yeah,
because they don't clean those machines. And I did get an iced coffee there, but I needed a coffee, but I did not get them a cafe. But I think it came from the same thing. So
I got a latte.
I'm dying on the inside.
I got a latte in the city once, and you know how like sometimes they put like cinnamon on the top.
Yeah.
And so I was spinning it because I put some sugar in, and I noticed that the cinnamon like came to a especially big clump in the middle. Yeah, cinnamon doesn't have wings.
Yeah.
Ew, it was a bug?
It was a huge bug.
Ew, did you tell the people?
Yeah, I did.
And did they charge you extra?
And I was trying to be cool about it. All of a sudden I hear the machine whirring. They were going to make me another one. I'm like, I don't want anything out of that machine.
Yeah, really, yeah.
I'm like, give me my money back. They're like, no, we don't do that. And I'm like, yes, you will.
We don't do that?
Oh, yes, you will.
We don't do that? Well, I don't eat
and
protein
where,
in
was
my shape.
Was it Starbucks?
No. This was like a one-off place in the city.
So do you think no-name places you're more likely to be at risk than in a chain?
I don't think that that's fair to say mom and pop shops are less clean and less attentive than the places that are franchises. I don't think that's true. You have to look around and say, what do the people look like? What does the place look like?
What do the people look like?
No, but are they slovenly? You know, it's like...
Look at Pip with all the sat words.
Yeah, really.
On the first part of the show, which you're not hearing, she had a very good word.
Officious.
Yes.
This is just how I speak. And
no, she seems smarter, doesn't she? She seems so, a touch smarter than usual. Like, she's never really stupid.
I read a dictionary during the week.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
A little Funkin' Wagnalls?
Yeah, hey.
If you
a little Funkin' Wagnalls, man.
Funkin' Wagnalls. That's what happens when I stub my toe in the middle of the night. I scream. Because I got a kid. I can't curse.
I know. But you can encyclopedia it up all you want.
So you don't... Yeah, I mean, you could argue, though, that chains, they have, like, standards.
Right, but perhaps cleaning out the cafe is not one of them.
You know what, though? If you go into a 7-Eleven, there are some 7-Elevens that are run, and they're immaculate. There are some 7-Elevens. Like, if you go over by the coffee stand, and there's really no customers in there, and you go over the coffee stand, and there's milk, and there's all, you know, all. I mean, what do you do? What, you can't clean? There's a low clean.
Yeah.
There's a 7-Eleven over by where I used to live. I would go in. The place is immaculate.
Yeah.
The one down the road, maybe on a good day. The one down the road, ugh, you know. So yep. on the yep. chains, it depends on how the management or the people on staff at that given time keep the place.
You guys eat gas station food?
No.
Yeah.
What do you eat?
Well, as a matter of fact, there's a place that I sometimes stop on the way here.
You just are gambling with your sterling health.
No, well, sometimes I go and get a coffee and maybe like an apple juice or a soda.
But that's
for
all
after.
Sealed stuff.
Yeah, but I have eaten sandwiches from there.
Oh, a little gambling. Yeah. And it's shocking that you have all these stomach issues routinely. I wonder how that happens.
Don't know.
I couldn't.
I had a chicken salad on whole
oh
wheat from there.
Oh, my God.
It was really good.
I'm sure it was salmonella.
But let's talk about chain food, and let's talk about him, okay?
Me? Here we go.
Yeah, no, here we go, because it's part of the story. We were on the road.
It's
we're up
not.
The,
it's not. It wasn't
it
a gas
is part
station.
Of the story, but still, it goes back to what we're talking about chains. Do you feel confident eating in a chain? Now, we were at a Subway sandwich store
in
Michigan.
Eating in chains.
Well, we were at a Subway sandwich store in Michigan, and he's eating a tuna hero, and he goes, this tastes kind of funny. And I'm like, well, bring it back. Nah, I'll
all
just
right,
keep
in my defense, I was in a highly weakened state. I was very ill. I could barely move. And I had to save energy for shows.
Yeah, yeah, now you got to fight that plus a stomach virus.
I figured they'd duke it out.
Yeah. Yeah, your expense, dumbbell.
Yeah, you're going to come at the loser.
What, were you going to go up and replace the tuna for me?
Yeah, I would have.
I did not know you had that
I would have if you said, look, I just want to say, I would have taken a sandwich and I would have brought it up there.
I did not get ill. I did not get it.
I know, but the propensity was you could have.
Well, now I was eating at a
chain like we would.
No,
discussing.
But I was eating at a golf club. Golf club, nice country club.
Yeah, you'd
with
think.
My, with my pal in Virginia, always comes out and sees me. Him and his lovely wife, Jay, Jason, and Lori, Trump fan. You'd love him. And we go out to lunch, and they bring me a chicken Caesar salad.
Right.
And the chicken tastes like fish.
Oh,
that's not a good sign.
No.
I sent that back, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then
that's
they came
scary.
Back. And so I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll get something you can't screw up. I got a grilled cheese. You can't screw up grilled cheese.
Right.
You'd
right.
think.
Yeah. Huh? They come back, piece of white bread. The cheese is all the way scooched at the corner. Two slices scooched on the corner and 3/4 of the white bread, both sides, like dry, completely on it.
Wow.
Yeah. So you could get bad food either way.
Let me tell you, so we were in a restaurant. Joe's girl and I go into a restaurant and we're eating and we look at the menu and I go, yeah, can we try this? Yeah, you really don't want that.
Oh, I think you told this story.
Okay.
It was an Italian place, right?
It was, yeah. It was
oh,
like a,
yeah.
Kind of place. And then they bring over, oh, God, I forgot what we were having. Finger food. And we start to go through it and then there's a hair in there. And I'm like, we got to go. So we told the guy, Look, there's a hair in there.
Did you play your favorite game? Whose hair is that?
No, yeah.
Whose hair is that?
Whose hair
soup,
is that?
The soup was cold. So it was. I thought it was
ceviche.
I thought it was on. Yeah, no. I thought we were on TV. You know, I was like, this is ridiculous. So I called the guy over. I go, look,
you're not getting credits. You should be so fortunate.
But
yeah, really.
But I go. Look, can we just pay you for the drinks? No, you don't have to pay us at all. Are you sure the throw a tip? No, that's fine. It really wasn't good. It was the weirdest thing I've never been.
We dared you to eat it, and you wouldn't.
almost. You feel like maybe I shouldn't.
See, you made a cardinal sin. I might have made it myself. I'm trying to think. Not usually, though, where you're really hungry.
Yeah.
But you can't get the sandwich with mayo. Yeah, especially later on in the day. The longer the day goes, the more of a gamble that is. I don't
know.
No,
they're in nice refrigerated cases.
Yeah, but you don't know where it was before that. And it could have been behind the counter.
And the funny thing is, with your food choices, like if you're on the road or something like that, you have to think about, like if it's late at night, you're coming home from somewhere or whatever, or you have to look at what you're reading, and then you have to see what you got going on tomorrow. Like, oh, all right, I don't have anything to do.
How many miles you have till you get home, at least a bathroom?
I got 3 good articles in a book I really want to get to. So then you might go for that. But then if you're going, yeah, right? But then if you go, well, I got a show. It's two shows, and then I got a show on Sunday. I can't afford it, so you'll just have something you know is safe.
You get
Wait,
package.
Are you basically telling me, like, are you going to eat Mexican or aren't you? Is this where we're going with this?
Sometimes, yeah. You know, you gamble too.
Yes.
Gamble, but you look at the eye. You gamble, but you look at what your eyes
I've
are.
I've seen. Mm-hmm. I see this more and more. These gas stations, they have sushi.
No,
oh, no,
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 no. That's a no.
Oh, no.
So you don't think they have a sushi chef working behind Popeyes? Unleaded diesel. Hold on. I got to run inside and make some sashimi.
That is the most frightening.
But you've seen it too, right?
Yes. That's the most frightening food ever. Frank and
I think
sushi.
My wife
never.
Might have gotten that at one point. I'm like, really? What are you thinking?
My God.
You can't. Actually, it's part of a joke of mine. I have it in my head. But you can't get that. But you've seen it, right?
Yes. And it's that's the one. No, no, no.
I think you have to stick to things that are packaged. I think you got to stick to your chips.
Yes.
Because you know the chemicals and preservatives that are in there, but it's coming from a reputable place like Nabisco.
Like sometimes I'll just get the hard-boiled eggs at 7-Eleven. What could they possibly have done to that?
No!
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 Hard-boiled eggs?
Don't care. No,
you don't know how hard-boiled it is until you eat it. And again, you don't know if it's been sitting out there.
Yeah.
It
just has that possibility.
Gas stations do not get rated by Zagat's, and there's a reason. Because they're not known for their food.
True.
Yeah, they're
true.
Known for their gas and the little pantry air fresheners.
I've never gone, you know, I've been saving, and I think it's a special night. We're going to go to the Route 9 Sunoco. You know, no. Never heard that conversation.
Honey, I love you. Let's go to BP.
Oh, you might get lucky tonight, baby. I love BP's food.
I mean, you have to get the prepackaged. Now, sometimes you'll have, like, baked goods, like individual baked goods, like made from an Amish person. I'm thinking, really, was there a horse and buggy here at 6 a.m. dropping off the baked goods?
And we're at least about, you know, 3 hours away from Amish country by car. So by horse, how long did it take to get here?
Yeah, but there's a truck that brought it, like, 4 in the morning. That's for sure.
I don't know. I need packaged stuff. I need my gummy bears.
Packaged stuff, I know, definitely. Yeah. I'll eat that. But I guess I do risk.
Yes. Okay.
I guess I do.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
We'll play a game we have not played in a while. I think we only played it once. Dead or Alive. I'm pretty sure the last time we played it, a lot of people died since then. So I hope you updated your list. Pip.
I actually, you know what? That's very funny that you said that because I did update my list. The only problem was that we did play the game before with this particular list, and I don't remember exactly where I left off. So I might start with somebody that we already did. So just let me know. Okay.
Like we remember, we hang on your every word.
I didn't remember we ever did this game.
We did.
You didn't remember at all.
Bumper.
Okay.
So Pip is going to give us the name of a celebrity, or a pseudo-celebrity, depending on what we consider a celebrity.
Depends on my judgment.
And Joe and I, and you playing along at home, have to determine if the person is dead or alive. No Googling.
No Googling. No, we don't leave you enough time to Google.
Exactly. All right. Haven't done this one. Fun time. Always good to enjoy other people's death. Let's go.
Yes. Okay, so the first one is Philip Glass, an American composer.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
I say alive.
I'll say dead.
Alive.
Damn it! Well, that's cruel. I don't even know who that is.
Mick Taylor.
When she said Philip Glass, I was thinking like from the Brady Bunch episode. You know this one. Jan's imaginary boyfriend.
Oh, yes. His name was something glass.
Oh, Glass. Yes.
I figured you would have the name ready to go.
Oh gosh.
I barely remember. God.
By the way, dead.
He's dead too?
He's dead too.
Okay. Mick Taylor of the Rolling Stones.
Dead.
Alive.
Alive.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
Don Grady, he played Robbie Douglas on My Three Sons.
I'm going to say dead.
Dead.
Both right. Dead.
I just figured
June 2012.
Sucker.
Can you see those hands go across the casket like on the show?
Yes, I can.
With prayer cards. Sorry.
You're being funny.
Welcome to my three two sons.
And they have to slow down the music.
It's the death one.
They bring it down a key.
Bring it down a key, yeah. Bring it down a half step, yeah.
Hey, Joe, you don't have to apologize when you're funny.
Yep.
Yes, please don't.
It's kind of why you're here.
Yes.
Okay, the next one is Ellen Green, and she's the
Can I just say, by the way,
yes.
I don't know any of these celebrities.
So that makes it more interesting.
No, it doesn't. It's interesting when you've heard of them.
Well, you just haven't heard of the
first
few.
She could be reading an obituary in the Dumont Press. And it has the same effect on me and making up a
Mabel Simmons.
Seriously. Mabel Simmons was an extra in a Mr. Ed, Dead or Alive. It could have the same
effect. Did she drive the school bus in Greenville, Illinois?
Yes, we could be playing famous or not famous with the way
that's going. Yeah, game.
Can't you find somebody who died young? Damn it!
But then it would be more recent. You'd probably have already heard of it.
No.
Ruin the game.
No, all right. Now, who is this Mabel Simmons?
Okay, no.
I'm stupid. All right,
her name is Ellen Green, and she played Audrey in the Little Shop of Horrors movie.
Dead.
Alive.
She's alive.
Yeah!
He finally got one.
Who the hell she was, not by name.
Carol Channing.
Feed me, Seymour. Carol Channing.
Carol Channing.
That's a celebrity.
Yes. 50s actress who popped up on The Love Boat, game shows,
popped
What's My Line.
Who didn't? I think I've been on The Love Boat.
It's like more
Carol
like
Channing.
Washed up on The Love Boat.
It's
Carol Channing.
I know. Channing.
Charo.
Jay wrote it. Jay wrote it.
Sierra, they was in the cab. Yeah.
She's dead as a doornail.
Carol Channing? Yeah, I'm going to go dead too.
She's alive.
Damn it! How is that possible?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Why isn't she doing anything?
She's
98. She's very old.
Yeah, but they keep on trotting Cloris Leachman out and Betty White.
I know.
I mean, these old broads, they don't die. They linger.
Well, yeah, I guess she wasn't. Charles Channing wasn't on the Mary Tyler Moore show.
No, but she was famous.
Yeah,
I don't know for what.
I'm not really sure what she was famous for. She was probably famous and doing those things before our time, but we knew who she was.
I know she might
not be in the shape to continue acting. Some of these, you know, older actors, they might be alive, but you don't know what condition they're in, you know? Because Betty White's an anomaly.
What are you, a press agent? All right.
No, I'm just saying. All right.
She's not in the best of shape. She's going to need an extra money for a walker.
The next one is Karen Black. She's an actress. She was an Easy Rider, Five Easy Pieces, The Great Gatsby.
Alive.
Which Great Gatsby?
Not the most recent one.
Oh. What's her name? Karen Black?
Karen Black. She was also in one of my favorite movies. It's called Trilogy of Terror. It was great.
It's where three cats immediately suspiciously disappear.
I actually met her in person.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
At one of those conventions you go to where you meet, like, B-celebrities.
So the career's going well?
I'll say alive.
Okay.
Alive.
Dead.
Damn it! I was thrown because you were so... Damn it. I was thrown because you were perky that you met her. I was like, oh, well, she'd be a little bit more morbid if she met this person.
No,
dead.
I met her and then she died in August 2013.
Oh, she tried to kill Kumia, too. We were there for that.
Yeah. Vicki Lawrence, who was on the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, alive.
Alive.
Oh, yeah, you're both right. She's alive. Harvey Korman, who was on the Carol Burnett Show, was also Hedley Lamarr in Blazing Saddles.
Dead.
But you're both right. Dead. May 2008.
What did he die of?
I don't know. No. I just have live or dead. I don't have statistics.
No bios.
The coroner's report.
No.
Should be an added feature. And then if they died, what did they die of?
Oh, God, you're going to give me a lot of homework, right?
Why not?
Well, so you hear...
Joe hasn't been doing any. So
we're going to do a diagnosis now?
Yeah, I know.
Heard of worse games.
What was your diagnosis?
Gout. Couldn't walk it off.
The next one is Ted Lang. He was Isaac the bartender on Love Boat.
And he's still alive.
Alive.
Yeah, alive.
Mixing drinks.
Is he? At the VFW.
For somebody.
Yeah, the VFW.
Valerie Harper, who played Rhoda on the spinoff of Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Alive.
Alive.
Yeah, still alive.
She's fighting that brain cancer.
Yeah,
she
boy,
is.
Yeah.
She is. And, you know, I mean, that's no joke, but it's like she's still alive as of press time.
And you, like we have a camera up. Oh, this just in.
We're retracting question five from the game.
Fake news. Fake definitely
news.
Dead.
Fake news. Fake news.
And this one you mentioned just moments ago, Charo.
Oh,
alive, coochie coochie.
Yeah, she's still coochie coochie with her coochie coochie.
Yeah, that career's kind of dead though.
Well, you know what? We're not playing is career dead or alive, because then we could argue for hours.
But she was like around not too long ago, one of those reality shows.
Yeah, she was. That's what made me think
she
of her.
She still looked good.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. You can do a lot with.
I think the president would compliment her if he had met her.
He definitely would.
Great, Charo.
You're in great shape. Your buns of steel. I see your coochie coochie. Yeah. You know, can I grab you by the coochie coochie? It's okay.
Excellent plastic.
Excellent plastic.
The best plastic surgeons. Linda Evans, who was on TV's Dynasty.
Alive.
Alive.
Yes, right. She's alive. And Gordon Jump, who played Arthur Carlson, the station manager on WKRP
dead.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah, he died a while ago.
Yeah, okay, you're both right. He's dead. You guys are doing good.
How about Les Nessman? How's he doing?
I don't know. I didn't get that
Wait,
one.
Herb Tarlick.
Herb Tarlick, yeah. Melissa Sue Anderson, she played Mary Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie.
Alive.
Alive and still blind.
Yeah, never blind and alive.
She was blind. She was blind.
On
and remember
the
they opened up, they had the school for the blind? No,
it's
no.
Dead.
No, no. This was real. Don't you ruin my childhood.
I'm just here. Aha!
Aha!
That's what we need to talk about.
Right.
That's it.
Everybody right. watched Little
no,
House on the Prairie.
We're making progress.
Yeah,
Everybody
we
watched Little House
I
on the Prairie.
I think we made a breakthrough right here.
Right there. Yeah.
Nels!
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
Pip, before we get started with our turbulent air,
mm-hmm.
what was the total of that dead or alive that we played?
Well, Davin, you had 10.
I lost.
Correct. And Joe had 11.
Yeah, Joe was very good with this.
Yeah, Joe was doing great.
I feel like the game is skewed towards Joe, though.
What do you mean skewed to me?
Well, I mean, because she's like taking people like from generations ago that I have no idea who they are.
Oh, will you stop?
And I feel like you're much closer to death, so you have a much more vested interest in it.
I try to pick people that if you don't even know the name of the actor, at least you know their credits because they're from a show that you would recognize. But apparently you don't know anything about modern composer Philip Glass because you looked at me with death rays.
I've never, you know what?
You never even heard of him.
I don't think Joe ever heard of him either.
He has. He's a keyboardist. Of course he knows Philip Glass.
Oh, see, that's skewed. Why don't you give him like historic softball players? You know,
why don't you work up that one? I will fail.
Ben Schwartz from the Milwaukee Titans.
Alive.
Dead or alive?
Alive and doing well. He's in the senior league right now. It's high arc, but he's still playing ball. Sure, then it's fair.
That's fair.
Exactly.
Really quick, you played softball this year?
Yeah. Well, all right, we'll do that instead of turbulent air.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I mean, I might be out of retirement.
All right,
I might be out of retirement. Walt, who was here with us last week on the show, though, not this version of it, he always hooks me up. Because here's the thing, I do not like people. So my hermit-like ways are not conducive to catching on to other teams.
Yeah,
so
that's
true. So when my team that I was on a couple years ago split up, that was kind of the end for me.
Yeah.
But I can still play. I hadn't played in that league in fast pitch in 2 years.
Right.
And the last time I did that was a playoff game, and I hit like a triple and a single.
I'm sorry, what's fast pitch?
It's fast pitch. It's like you can bring it as fast as you can without windmilling your arm.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like, you know, when you watch college softball, it's not that fast.
Okay.
But it's not lobbed right in either.
Okay.
So that's what that is.
Is it like the way they throw women's softball?
I just said it's not like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not like that. That's windmill.
Oh, I beg your pardon. All right.
No.
I got, you know, yeah. They'd
make me look silly.
So this is like... So this is making it slower for older guys? Is that what we're doing?
No, this is just... No, when you're playing softball, recreational softball, it's either moderate fast pitch.
Okay.
Which is what I am.
Right.
Which is you can bring it as fast as you can
without
a windmill.
Right.
So you could start like from back here and bring it.
Like, go all the way around.
In front of you
they throw it. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can still make the ball dip and dive and do all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, and then there's like where you lob it in. That's what a lot of people play.
Right.
Yeah. Which
right.
is where everybody hits.
Yeah.
And I don't play in anything like that. And then there's high arc, where you throw it really high, and there's a strike zone where it has to land behind home plate.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that can really mess up your swing. I've played in high arc and moderate at the same time, and you really have to be disciplined.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
so
good.
The last time I played, well, I played one game last year, was high arc. Nice. So I haven't played this type of pitching.
Now, the reason that you've been playing so infrequently, is it your schedule, or maybe you're getting a little long in years? And your body.
No, nobody asked.
Oh, okay.
My schedule's
well,
wide
we're
open.
Asking now. What is it?
You didn't make the draft, huh?
No. My team, the teams that were I were on, folded.
You're
they,
right.
They split up, and I don't make friends.
Right.
So, but I still have – every time I play, I hit this time, too. Now, I didn't know what I was joining. I didn't know what this team was. I was one of the younger guys on this particular
team. And it was Walt's team.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I mean, some of these dudes were like 15 years older than me.
Wow.
So it's nice to walk into a place and still be the young buck.
We'll be called Sonny.
Yes. Yes. You know, where you live.
Yeah.
No,
not a retirement community.
No, because you ain't going to retire. You don't have that type of money.
Even if people beg.
Or that kind of drive. I'd go nuts if I retired.
You're already there.
Yeah.
The only thing that's the only difference is you punch in a time clock.
Instead of your neighbor.
Right. So I didn't know, but I hadn't played. So you don't know what you're going to be. And when you get recommended, it's like the same thing as if you get
pressure.
Like recommended for like a job or something.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not the same stakes.
Yeah.
But like, it's like, oh, I can't suck. Because then my
it looks bad in the guy that recommended.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like all that type of pressure. I haven't played in 2 years. It's like, don't suck. So the first time up, of course, I get 2 strikes on me. I do not strike out in softball. I've seen people strike out in softball. It's very embarrassing to strike out in softball.
Why? Because
it shows you suck. So I quickly got 2 strikes on me. Line drive, caught by the second baseman, made a nice catch.
Yeah, but that's still nice.
Yeah, they were very impressed by that. Second time up, a full count on me, and I'm fouling off pitches I should be hitting.
Yeah.
So I'm not 100% in there.
Mm-hmm.
Base hit, line drive, base hit, ripped.
Nice.
And then the last time up, I walked. So there's talk about me joining the team. So we'll mm-hmm. see. So we'll do Turbulent Air next week. Scamming Scammers coming up.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
All right, we'll do some Scamming Scammers with Jane as soon as I find the music.
Yay!
Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
Okay, now when we last left off, Jane had upset me very much, and I did something that I thought was very bad.
Yeah.
And she asked me what I did, and I told her I got 2 hookers.
Yeah.
And one of the hookers I paid extra for looked like Pearl, Meatloaf's daughter.
Because you're such an obsessed Meatloaf fan.
Yes. And she took it all in stride.
Yeah, she did. She was really calm about
yes.
that.
And then she said that she loves me very much or forever, and I asked her why. Oh, because she said she'll have me forever. So we'll continue. April 5th, 2017, at 12:03 p.m., she goes, "Are you busy to chat with me?" At 3:18 p.m., "Talk to me, honey. I need you." At 4:05, I get around to her. Like, this is not the relationship.
Playing hard to get, or
I am. I don't got time. I'm not letting the scammer dominate my life, Joe.
That's right. Now you're hard to get.
I'm setting the tone because we know I can get immersed in this.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. And I'm not allowing my. I'm setting boundaries.
Good. Good for you.
Yes. At 4:05, I go, "Hi." She goes, "What kept you busy, honey?" I go, "I don't like that your neighbor gets mad at you for talking with me, so I don't chat as much with you." Because remember, she's borrowing the Wi-Fi
yeah.
from her neighbor, so I don't want her. And she said her neighbor gets mad at her.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So I'm using her
reason. That's backfiring on her really big now.
It's amazing what happens when you get an online relationship with me, how that happens.
What does it have to be online?
Noted. She goes, "Chat with me, darling. There are not good enough. There are not good enough there." I go, "I don't like..." I don't know.
Might English be good.
Yes. I go, I don't like to cause you problems, hon. She goes, I know you care a lot about me, darling, but remember, I'm here on Facebook just because of my king. Kiss. I go, kiss, sweetie.
Ugh.
She goes, how's your day going, honey? I go, it's okay. How's your day going? She goes, not good. I go, what happened? She goes, I didn't hear from you. I missed you a lot, my honey. You mean everything to me. I can't just be well without you. I love you so much.
Boy, the manure's piling up.
Oh, there. My God.
I'll embrace the manure, stupid. That's how these things work. I have to fall before she can fall.
No, he doesn't embrace manure anymore.
Noted. I go, I feel the same. She goes, sorry, the service here is very worst.
What?
You heard her.
Very worst.
Yeah, very worst.
Very worst.
Having some bratwurst to.
don't question her use of adverbs, Joseph.
I really don't think I trust her touching animals anymore.
Mm. She goes, "What did you eat in the morning?" I go, "A banana." How about you? She goes, "My neighbor gave me tea to drink. I have no foods at home anymore." I go, "Why
you're
don't
a
you?"
Dictionary either.
And of all the things to critique a scammer on,
yeah. I know. Spell check.
She goes, I go, why don't you eat at the school? She goes, because I don't have money to buy food. I go, I mean from the animals.
Hey.
She goes, you mean I should kill them? Kill from them, LOL? I go, aren't tigers delicious?
Roasted neck of giraffe, probably tasty too.
Sure, but you can't eat it in one meal. A lot of bone.
Yeah. I remember eating tiger milk bars. You could just milk one of those suckers. And
I think
and
that's what gave Charlie Sheen AIDS.
Winning!
Yes. Jane goes, what do you? Do you want me to die? Sure, sure, you are joking anyways. I go, no. Have the slow fat zoologist jump in the tiger enclosure. When the tiger catches the fatty, you shoot him. Easy, really. It's true. Sure, I'm just using logic, Joe.
Yeah, you know, does the fatty live or they get eaten by the tiger?
I don't know. Not God.
Totally working.
That's
out.
The next installment. Don't rush him.
She goes, I don't have a gun. She goes, I don't have a gun, so I need to jump. I go, how about black magic? Maybe a spell can be cast on the tiger.
Oh, nice.
Because we know they like to use some black magic.
Yes,
in that
they
part
do
of the
on their moogoos.
Yes. She goes, I don't have any magic nor spell. Let's be serious, darling. I'm tired of borrowing things. I go, honey, people practice black magic in Nigeria. She goes, I don't know, because I don't go out. Babe, are you still helping me with the money? I go, yes, I need to email Danish. Remember, that's her lawyer.
Yeah, yes.
She goes, why are you reversing back the settled case? Let me talk to him. I said that you can now talk. I go, so talk to him, and then let me help. Good idea. I look forward to hearing what he says.
I bet you do.
She goes, there's no how I can talk to him unless I renew an internet. Renew my internet bill, so then I will talk to him. I go, I will fly to California to meet him if need be.
There you go.
What a guy.
I am most certainly am. She goes, he won't answer you. He can't share my issue with you unless I told him to. Darling, please. It has been 2 weeks that I've been asking for one thing. Just consider what I am facing here and help my situation. And we'll come back. All right, so I offer to fly to California to talk to Mr. Danish.
Yes.
Trying to help my girl out. I go, honey, I will call his office or email his office. He can't run away from his responsibility. She goes, tell me your mind, darling. If you can't help me with what I ask, tell and stop playing with my heart. I don't think it's her heart that I'm playing with.
No, you're playing with
her purse.
Yes. Oh, nice. Jinx.
Does that mean you're both going to dummy up?
No, it means he owes me a Coke.
Okay, get it from the same place where you got the cinnamon fly.
Cinnamon fly.
If I could do a song like that to Cinnamon Girl, all I want is a cinnamon fly. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. I could drink lattes the rest of my life with a cinnamon fly.
Sorry. I'll do my show now.
Okay, please.
She go. I go. I'm not. I go. I am not playing with your heart. You're a maddening little girl.
Ooh.
She goes, then why don't you care about my situations here? I go, I do care, but you forget which one of us is the lawyer and come up with legal BS that prevents me from helping you. If you want my help, then you need to get in the game.
Ooh, wow.
She goes, I'm not here for game.
Oh, yes, you are.
If you want to help me, you would have done what I asked and listened to me.
I'm trying. You're trying. You're trying.
I'm trying. I'm going to fly out and beat up your lawyer a little. Isn't that good enough?
Thank you. Yes, I am committed.
Yeah.
I go, I do listen, but you are stubborn. Until you take my advice, you will have to focus on the positive that your ass will get slimmer.
Wow. Because
she's not eating.
Wow. I think if I was starving and somebody said that to me, he'd be eating a knuckle sandwich
for lunch. Well, she had a big butt in the picture. So.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but you know, Sir Mix-a-Lot digs that.
I understand that, but I'm trying to help. She goes, okay, help me with some cash for food stuff. Do I need a lawyer before that? I go, you have a fortune. She goes, how? I go, you told me what your parents left you.
Yeah.
They left her a lot of money. She goes, yes, and I told you what I'm facing here in Africa. Now I'm getting something about you. It's cool anyways. I go, something about me? Jane, you are maddening. She goes, you made me feel I'm nobody. If not for the case of life, will I be begging you for just $200? Yeah, the price has gone up.
I noticed it was 150.
It was 100, then 150.
And then 150. It's like every time you're a pain in her butt, it costs you $50.
It's a pain in the butt.
But here's the interesting thing, okay? If you're making a sale, if you're in sales, mm-hmm. and you're having a rough time, look, another thing. Do you try to make the sale and up the price while you're at it?
No.
Essentially, that's what she's doing.
I know.
You are putting her through the ringer. And it's like, I just want to get something out of this guy. So what do we do to do that? We up the price. We just made the whole situation more difficult.
She's charging me for me annoying.
She is. Joe, take note. She's charging him a pain in the butt fee.
But still, I'm in the middle of a negotiation right now at the day program. You know, we're trying to get something, and I'm willing to buy. You know, we made an offer on this one amount. You know, and if we get an objection, we're ready to back down. I'm not going to up them another $10,000.
Want me to get Jane in here? She seems to have a different method.
Yeah, she does. Do I hear $300?
I go, the price has gone up. She goes, I don't know. I love you, but you are paying with my heart.
Ooh, interesting Freudian slip. Yes.
Can I have a change of a ventricle?
Funny. I trust you, but you don't trust me. She goes, I trust you, but you don't trust me. I go, I am not playing with your heart. She goes, then why can't you just help me with the little cash so that I'm comfortable here? And I said I'll pay you back, but you refuse to. How much is it? Is it not $200? Chicken change. I go, chicken change.
Chicken change.
$1.50.
Yeah, you're really good at American idioms, honey.
Chicken change.
Chicken change.
She goes, you see this claw?
Right down, chicken change.
Chicken change.
This claw hand over somebody. Hey, this is chicken change. And the chicken just looks at you like that perplexed face they have. Why you're not taking their currency? Yeah, right, like that. I know it's a radio show, folks. You can't see. But just find a chicken and look at it. You'll know what I mean.
Just know that I did a great chicken face.
Yeah, you're amazing. She goes, yes, it's just because my MasterCard has expired that I can't withdraw from here. Just because of $200, and you begin to ride on me as if I'm nobody's daughter.
What?
Nobody's daughter? What? So if her daddy was somebody, it's like, what are we talking about here?
Well, her parents are dead, so I go, well, you don't have a father anymore, so technically.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, man, that's
what?
Low. That's awful.
Couldn't the president learn
somebody
from me with
you
the
care
media?
About? I mean, who cares?
I know, but it's like...
Just trying to see how far we could push stupid. Yeah.
I know.
She goes, but I have a surname and also have a family. I go, Madonna doesn't. She's pretty awesome. Don't you agree?
Oh, my God. But I have a surname. It's like, what is she fighting about?
She goes, who is Madonna? I go, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding, right? She goes, I want to ask you for the last time. Are you helping me with the $200 or not?
No, first we're going to straighten out this Madonna thing.
I go, or what? We break up? Is that it? She goes, I never said. I said, are you helping me with the $200 or you're not? I go, of course, but you need to be patient.
So we're going
to
throw this whole relationship away, all this whole 2 hours. You're everything we work through. 2 hours.
This
you're
whole
throw
6 days
away.
Oh, you're going to throw away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She goes, try your best, please, by sending this to me tomorrow. I don't have any food. I go, what is your address? She goes, I will send it to you. She goes, I will send it to you tomorrow morning. I don't know it offhand. It's the school agent address. I go, how do you not know where you live?
Where do I live?
This is like one of the first things that you have to learn. As a kindergartner, you're supposed to learn where you live.
Me, I'm still freaking out because I don't know my new zip code. I know.
That's why I'm not sending you $200. Yeah.
If that's why you haven't passed kindergarten. Google your zip code while you're on the phone.
She goes, I don't get you. Do you mean will the agent know where I live? I go, no, you. And what school do you go to? She goes, University of Lagos. Don't worry about how the money will get to me after I sent you the address of the agent. Why don't you reply to me? I go, what was I supposed to say? She goes, I don't know. I'll be expecting my address tomorrow morning. I'll be expecting the money. I go, you expect, do you?
Yeah, really.
I expect tit pics with the address.
No!
Yes!
Methinks the lady doth expect too much.
She goes, it's all your, darling. I will send it to you after I have the money with me here to renew my internet bill, for I can send it to you without stress, borrowing of Wi-Fi anymore. Tit pics are coming, kids.
What?
I go, if you have the money, you may not send it because you will not need me. She goes, I can never so such thing. I think she meant do. Yeah. I can never do such thing. Trust me, I'm honest with you. Calm down. I go, I don't know about that.
Trust me, I'm honest with you.
She goes, I promise you, I swear I will send it to you after I have the money. Trust me, I never lie to you, and I will never love you. I go, send me the info from the person at your school who will handle money, but is also willing to let you starve. Good night.
Wow.
She goes, how? Tell me what you mean before you. Won't you tell me? And that's that.
Oh, wow. She doesn't know her own address. What? What horse patootie is this?
Serious horse patootie.
Yes.
Anything. Anybody?
No.
Nothing. Not this week.
No all life.
Right. All right. follow us on Twitter at Davinsden. Like us on Facebook, Davinsden on Facebook. Listen to the whole show uninterrupted, uncensored, davinsden.com. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.